you in the name of the Lord. So thankful for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. This broadcast service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking, and we are thankful that you are tuned our way. Our Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful for the privilege we have of presenting your gospel on this broadcast today. And we're also thankful for each one in our congregation. We know that you are a God of love, and you have your eye upon each one in our congregation today. We pray that you'll take us and this broadcast and make it a blessing to hearts. We also pray that you'll remember them, the burdens, the cares, the concerns that they may have, for we know that you are a prayer-hearing and a prayer-answering God, and you've told us to cast all of our care upon you, for you care for us. So bless our precious congregation today. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. think the Lord Jesus does save. The scriptures teach us that Jesus came to seek and to save the lost, and he is seeking for every soul. He has not predestinated anyone to be lost. Whosoever will may come and drink of the waters of life freely. Yes, Jesus saves, and I thank God he has saved me. We are thankful for the privilege of sharing this broadcast with you. And if you would like to hear other broadcasts of the Way of Truth, you may do so by going to our webpage, for we have a number of our broadcasts there that you can listen to anytime, day or night. And our webpage address is www.wayoftruth.org. www.wayoftruth.org. You may also join us in our Sunday services as they are broadcast over the Internet. Our morning worship service begins 20 minutes before 11, and our evening service begins at 6. And you are invited to be a part of our congregation in our regular services. Again, our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org.
As a child, I foolishly turned God away, not knowing the heartache a sinner must face. But God, in his goodness, has let me return to share with his children this lesson.
Take you farther than you want to go. Slowly but wholly taking control. Sin will leave you longer than you want to stay. Sin will cost you far more than you want to pay.
So with pleasure and promises, sin took control, nothing to show. Gone were my loved ones and my dearest friends. Only a Savior could love me.
Sin will take you farther than you want to go. Slowly but slowly taking control. Sin will leave you longer than you want to stay. Sin will cost you far more than you want to pay. Sin will cost you far more than you want to pay.
Our subject for today's broadcast, Men Who Fail to Give Heed to God's Word. Reading for a text of Scripture Hebrews chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should drift away from them. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? We want to look into the lives of three men who failed to give heed to the Word of God, and I trust we can learn some valuable lessons from looking into the lives of these three men. First of all, King Solomon. Solomon started out his kingship a very humble young man. We read in the scriptures of how David had exhorted his son Solomon to obey the Lord, to do what God required of him and taught. And David had endeavored to teach him the fear of the Lord. And so when Solomon came to be king, he came in a humble attitude. And the prayer that he prayed and his petition to God that he might have wisdom how to govern this great people, the Lord was so pleased with him that he told him he would not only give him wisdom and knowledge, but he would give him riches as well. The Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream and said, "Ask what I shall give thee. Give, therefore, thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this thy so great people?" 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 5 and 9. And as we look at the life of Solomon, we are told that he was the wisest man of his age and his period. And we read about how the Queen of Sheba came so far. She had heard about the wisdom of Solomon, questioned it, doubted it. But when she came and asked him what she considered hard questions, he was able to answer all of them. And she exclaimed that she had not been told the half of Solomon's wisdom. Solomon was a great herdsman. He was an agriculturalist. You name it. He was involved in so many different things, and he was indeed a wise ruler in the early days of his life and of his ministry as king. But, sad to say, that did not continue, for later on in his life, he began to marry for political purposes and do other things that were for his own personal advantage and advancement. And the Lord was angry with Solomon because his heart was turned from the Lord of Israel to these heathen gods and to material things. And we are told in 1 Kings 11, 9 and 10, the Lord was angry with Solomon because his heart was turned from the Lord of Israel, which had appeared unto him twice, and had commanded him concerning this thing, that he should not go after other gods, but he kept not that which the Lord commanded him. Notice that. We're speaking today on the thought of men who fail to give heed to God's word. But he kept not that which the Lord commanded him. And we understand that Solomon died lost. We have no indication. We are told in the scriptures that these strange women, these heathen women or Gentile women that he married, turned his heart away from God. He had even built temples. Yes, he was there at the dedication of the beautiful temple that we call Solomon's Temple, where God's presence was and where God manifested himself in such a great way. And Solomon prayed a very humble prayer there. But again, in later years, he went to heathen temples that he had built for these heathen wives. He worshipped with them. No wonder the Lord was displeased with him. And I say again, we have no indication that Solomon was right with God when he departed this life. He started out so well, but he did not give heed to the things which he had heard. Rather, he drifted away from them. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Now, the second person I'd like to refer to is King Saul, the first king of Israel. Saul was another young man that started out very humble. Whenever they tried to find him, to anoint him and make him king, he hid, and he didn't want to be king. And he was a very humble young man, obedient to his father, a very fine character. But after he became king and God gave him some marvelous victories, then he began to do otherwise. The Spirit of God came upon him, according to 1 Samuel 11:6, and he lived a righteous life for a period of time, did what was right in behalf of the kingdom that he was ruling over. But he then began to drift. A place was appointed for him and Samuel to come to make a sacrifice. And Samuel was a little late getting there. And Saul took it upon himself to make the sacrifice. He was not a priest. He was not a prophet. He was a king filling a political office. And he had no right to do that. About the time that he did it, then Samuel showed up and pointed out to him the foolishness of what he had done. And we see there that Saul began to drift away from God and from the things that Samuel had taught him. Later, he usurped the office of priest that I've just mentioned, and he carried out the office or the act of a priest when he was not a priest, which displeased Almighty God. It repented me that I have set up Saul to be king, for he turned back from following me and hath not performed my commandments. So we read in 1 Samuel 1:5. Saul was wounded in battle. He could not get an answer from God. He went to the witch of Endor to find out whether he would be able to win the fight or the war that he was going to engage in. And she was not able to tell him the real facts of the matter. But Saul was wounded in battle. And then Saul said unto his armor bearer, "Draw thy sword and thrust me through therewith, lest these uncircumcised come and thrust me through and abuse me." But his armor bearer would not, for he was sore afraid. Therefore Saul took a sword and fell upon it. 1 Samuel 31:4. Not only did Saul fall in battle that day, but his three sons as well. The beautiful young man, Jonathan, was one of the three sons that fell that day. And it was because Saul had turned away from God, remember? He became so jealous and so bitter of David that he tried to kill David on a number of occasions. And so he turned away from God, and God was displeased with him, and he ended up taking his own life. Yes, he was one that failed to give heed to the word of God. Now, the third person that I'd like to mention is a New Testament character, one of the 12. Judas Iscariot. Now, I know some people would have you to believe that Judas Iscariot was never saved, but that is contrary to the Scriptures. It's not according to the Scripture, for Jesus gave the 12 power to cast out devils, to heal the sick, and to cure diseases. And in fact, Judas had so much of the confidence of the others that they made him the treasurer of the little band. He carried the bag. And so Judas Iscariot was one of the 12. And we're told in the first chapter of the book of Acts that Judas, by transgression, fell. So Judas was indeed a true disciple of Christ. And he had power to do miraculous things because Jesus Christ gave him that power. But somewhere along the line, he became covetous. Yes, and he became a thief. It's evident from the reading of the Scriptures that he stole money out of the bag. Over there at Bethany, when the woman who had been delivered from 7 demons was so thankful and so grateful that she wet Jesus' feet with her tears, wiped him with her hair, and also anointed him, Judas was among the others who complained and found fault with her and said, "This should have been sold and given to the poor or something. In other words, it should have been sold and put in the bag so I could steal it." And he murmured and he complained along with others. And Jesus said, "Leave her alone. She has expressed great love to me." He said to the one who had invited him, Simon, who had invited him to his home for the meal, "When I came in, you didn't give me any water to wash my feet, but this woman she's wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. And you didn't do other things, and this woman has bestowed such love upon me." He said, who do you think would love the most? One that has been forgiven little or one who had been forgiven most? And Simon said, "Well, I suppose the one that had been forgiven most." And Jesus said, "This woman has been forgiven much, and her sins have been forgiven, and she loves much." Now Judas, as I say, became a thief. He also became a traitor. He went to the high priest and the religious leaders there in Jerusalem and said to them, in effect, "Now I know that you want to get rid of this man, Jesus, and I can help you. How much will you pay me?" And they bargained with him for 30 pieces of silver. And Judas said, "All right, whenever the time comes, I'll let you know." While they were there in the upper room, Jesus had washed the disciples' feet, including Judas. But while they were eating the Passover supper, Jesus said to Judas, "What thou doest, do quickly." In other words, are you going to go through with this betrayal, or are you going to back out? And the Scriptures inform us of the fact that Judas got up and left the upper room. The rest of the disciples did not know why. They thought maybe he had gone to get something for the supper or to give something to the poor. Only Judas and Jesus knew why he left. And he went and got guards from the temple. And Jesus, after he had instituted the Lord's Supper, and they sang a hymn, went out. They went down across the Mount of over to the Mount of Olives, and there Jesus with the 3 disciples prayed. He left the 3 disciples some distance from him, and he prayed, "Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me." And here comes Judas with the men, the guards, soldiers from the temple area. And Jesus said, "Well, who are you looking for?" And they said, "Jesus." And he said, "I am he." Judas had told him, "The one I kiss, that's the one that you want." And so whenever Jesus said, "I'm the one that you're looking for," the power of God was so present that they fell backwards. And Jesus asked them the second time. And he asked them to leave the rest of them alone. And the disciples were scattered abroad. And so they took Jesus, they took him back across the Kidron Valley, and took him to Caiaphas and to the high priest, and they gave him a mock trial, and then they went to Pilate, demanding that he be crucified. And Judas Iscariot was the one who had led them to Jesus, and he had bargained with them for the 30 pieces of silver, as I say. Doubtless the devil had told him, well, you know, you can betray Jesus and you can get the money and he'll deliver himself out of their hands just like he did up there at Nazareth and just like he did other times when they took up stones to stone him. You'll have your money and Jesus will be gone. But the Bible says that whenever Judas saw that Jesus was not going to deliver himself, he took the money back to the high priest and said, I have betrayed innocent blood. And they said, well, what's that to us? We're not concerned about that. What we're concerned about is getting rid of this man. And Judas went out, got a rope, found a tree, climbed up in the tree, tied the one end of the rope around the limb of the tree, and fastened the rope, the other end of the rope around his neck, and he jumped out, hung himself. And presumably he hung there until his body putrefied and became so rotten that his head and his body separated. For the Bible says, and he, falling down, and his bowels gushed out. Yes, Judas ended up a suicide, and he was one of the 12, one who had power with God. But he failed to give heed to God's word. He failed to carry out the teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ. He allowed Satan to put covetousness in his heart, and he became a thief and a betrayer. Three examples of men who have failed or who failed to give heed to the word of God. Look what happened to them. What is your choice? Yes, every one of us must make a choice, whether we're going to obey the word of God, live the word of God, or whether we're going to disobey and reject it. So what is your choice today? Everyone must make a choice. Choose this day whom you will serve. Joshua challenged the nation of Israel. Heavenly Father, we pray that you'll bless these thoughts to our precious congregation today. May they think upon these scriptures and consider these men. May they make peace with God if they know thee not, that they might have eternal life. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been a privilege to share another Way of Truth broadcast with you. We trust that it has proven to be a blessing to you. If so, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Our mailing address, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. And our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. In addition to a number of our broadcasts, you may also read our monthly Way of Truth magazine there on our webpage. And also be with us in our Sunday services. Our morning worship service begins 20 minutes to 11. Our evening worship service at 6. Now we thank you for listening to our broadcast, and we invite you to be with us on our next broadcast. Until then, may the Lord's blessings abide.
Out on a perilous deep, where danger silently creep, and storms so violently sweep, you're drifting too far from the shore, drifting too far from the shore, you're drifting too far from the shore. Come to Jesus today, let him show you the way. You're drifting too far from the shore. Today the tempest rolled high and clouds
Jesus today, let him show you.